This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. On this podcast, we're on location at a labor law symposium in northern New Jersey to delve into one of the hottest pre-employment topics affecting employers today, namely hiring job candidates without landing your organization in hot water. Rosemary Gausman is the regional managing partner in New Jersey at Fisher & Phillips, one of the nation's leading employment firms. At the symposium, Gausman spoke about what's riskier, hiring criminals or conducting background checks. With the regulatory climate having changed, employers have a host of concerns to take into account when it comes to background checks. Rosemary Gausman joins me now to discuss those concerns and to provide guidance about ways employers can perform their due diligence on job applicants while still staying compliant with the law. Rosemary, welcome.
Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. It's been 2 years now since the EEOC issued its famous arrest and conviction guidance. I'm sure you've heard a lot of questions about that. What's the single most important thing that employers need to know about this guidance in terms of how it's changed the landscape?
Well, I think that they just can't have a knee-jerk reaction or hard and fast rules. If you've been convicted of a felony or a crime, we can't hire you. That's no longer permitted.
And the EEOC wasn't banning criminal background checks overall with this. So is there a misconception out there that an employer can't conduct background checks or has to really scale back the background checks that they're conducting?
If that's what an employer thinks, then that is a misconception. But I think the confusion is, at the same time the EEOC has issued this guidance, a lot of states and localities have passed ban the box laws that prohibit use of questions about criminal backgrounds early in the application process. But the EEOC has not banned background checks or use of criminal records. It's just they've restricted the way that you use that.
Well, that's a great segue to my next question. Let's talk about ban the box and those job applications. As you noted, a number of states have passed these laws, and some of them even restrict private employers from including that criminal history box on job applications. And New Jersey is one of the states, your home state, that has one of those laws pending. Seems certainly like a trend. What's your take on these laws and what employers have to do?
Well, it makes it very complicated for an employer that's working in many different states and hiring individuals, because the application has to be tailored for every different state, and a lot of cities and localities have passed them. So it makes it virtually impossible to have a simple question on your application. The inquiry, if it's going to be compliant with these laws, has to be about a page long, restricting what you can and what you can't answer depending upon where you're located. But except for one law that I'm aware of that applies for vendors, it doesn't prohibit you from asking before the person starts working for you. At the most restrictive, the laws say that you have to wait until you make a conditional offer of employment. Some permit inquiries at the first interview, some after the first interview, but it's very complicated to keep track of what location are you in, when can you ask, when can't you ask, when you can ask, what can you ask, what can't you ask. It's complicated.
And these are really meant to essentially give applicants who might be rehabilitated and might be qualified a chance just to get their foot in the door, and then they can explain at a later date.
That's right, because that the feeling is that what employers do is they look at the application, they see that there's a conviction, and they just move on for that candidate. And they feel that if the person has the opportunity to get in front of an interviewer to see that they're really a good person, that they're qualified for the position, they've rehabilitated themselves, that maybe more ex-convicts would get a chance and be able to be employed. And there are a lot of people who have criminal records who just can't become employed because so many employers are doing background checks these days.
Now, you referred to the cities. Many big cities are out in front of the states on this issue. So if I'm an employer,
in a state like New York, which doesn't have a ban the box law, but has a couple of its big cities that do, like Buffalo and Rochester, is the safest course simply to eliminate that question, even though the state law says I don't have to?
Well, employers take different tacks with it, and some of them, they'll just say, do not answer this question if you're a resident or applying for a job in Buffalo and Rochester, because many of the employers feel that it's still important to ask that question, because if they don't ask that question, they can't refuse to hire someone because they lied on their application. And sometimes refusing to hire someone because they lied on their application is easier than doing the whole analysis of whether the conviction was job-related.
Again, we're speaking with Rosemary Gausman, regional managing partner of Fisher & Phillips, one of the nation's leading employment law firms. Rosemary, during your talk, you mentioned that employers can kind of almost be caught in a damned if they do, damned if they don't situation when it comes to background checks because of the risk of a negligent hiring suit if they don't conduct them. How can they kind of avoid that predicament and skate that line, if you will?
Well, I think the way that they can skate that line is to do the check at the appropriate time. Except for one law that I'm aware of, there aren't any laws that prohibit you from ever conducting a background check. It's just the timing of when you ask the questions and when you do the background check. Most employers don't do the check until after they've made a conditional offer anyway, because it's expensive to run a background check. But the question is, if you don't have it on your application, then if people self-identify as having had a conviction, you can screen out earlier in the process.
And how about arrests? I know the EEOC frowns about asking about that. You had mentioned that an employer could refuse to hire someone for falsifying information on a job application, but in some states, isn't it so that an applicant could lawfully say that they don't have a criminal record or haven't been arrested if a question relates to an arrest, because those questions are supposed to be off limits?
Those questions are supposed to be off limits, and there are some state laws that do say that. But I would never recommend that an employer ask about an arrest that didn't lead to a conviction. You could ask about pending arrests, but not arrests that didn't result in conviction, because, you know, many people are arrested and there's no basis for the arrest.
Yeah, good point. What about, I'm sure there's employers out there that are wondering, well, this is all well and good, but what if I have an applicant who's been convicted of a violent felony, whether it be murder or aggravated assault, something like that, that really jumps off the page, and that comes out later in the process. Can an employer have an automatic ban on hiring people with certain convictions, or is that going to be a dangerous thing for them to do?
Well, it depends on the industry and what they're doing. Generally, mayhem or murder would probably be a reason that you could refuse to hire someone. And for example, if you're in the banking industry, if someone's been convicted of a dishonesty offense, you know, forgery or embezzlement, then absolutely you can refuse to hire them. And the EEOC isn't saying you can't refuse to hire someone because they have a criminal background. And even if the New Jersey law passes, they say you can still refuse to hire someone. It just has to be related to the job, and you have to do an individualized assessment and say, how long ago was it? Have they been rehabilitated? How serious was the crime? So certain serious crimes, you're fairly safe in not hiring.
And do you have any final piece of advice for employers that might want to conduct background checks, but still stay in compliance and avoid the crosshairs of the EEOC?
Well, I do think that it's very important to document your decisions, to go through the criteria established by the EEOC, document why you've made your decision, and also you should comply with the Fair Credit Reporting Act if you do a background check and have a third-party vendor do it, because that seems to be the latest trend of lawyers who are bringing class action suits against employers.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask one last question. We've been talking a lot about criminal background checks, but what about credit checks? It seems like employers don't conduct those quite as often as the criminal background checks. I know a number of states are prohibiting them now. Is that something that you would advise an employer to avoid if they're not in the banking industry?
I would advise to avoid the credit checks, because think about this. If you're making the conclusion that if someone has poor credit, they're going to steal from you, if you do it, say if it's people who are the CFO, you know, a very limited range of jobs. Otherwise, it's found that both minorities and women has a disparate impact because they tend to have lower credit ratings. And think about it, if you're not checking your current employees and you're making the argument, well, we have to know their credit background to know if they're trustworthy, and you're not, you know, doing the same for your current employees, it kind of undermines the legitimacy of your reason for doing it.
Okay, well, Rosemary, thanks so much for the insights. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
I'm David Weisenfeld. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Continue checking our website regularly for more podcasts on key employment topics affecting the world of HR. The opinions expressed in this program do not represent legal advice, nor should they necessarily be taken as the views of Expert HR or its employees. ExpertHR.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. For more information about Expert HR and our subscription offering, call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, that's 1-855-973-7847. And if you mention listening to this podcast, we'll give you 20% off a new subscription. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved.